Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
God promises Moses that he knows how the story goes. First, he must convince the elders of Israel to make an appeal to Pharaoh. They are to ask the king respectfully for a leave of absence to go 3 days' journey from Egypt, the number representing separation in the Bible, so they can undistractedly sacrifice to the Lord. But, adds the Lord, quote, I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. Exodus 3, verse 19. Well, that's encouraging. No, really, it is encouraging that God is the only one, quote, declaring the end from the beginning and saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Isaiah 46, verse 10. God has a plan to deliver the people in due time. But Moses isn't convinced. He will convince his own people to get on board. Now God gives Moses a 3-part test. Number 1, what is that in your hand? Easy answer, a rod. Throw it down, said the Lord. Immediately, quote, it became a serpent, and Moses ran from it. Not so easy, quote, take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. Exodus 4, verses 2 to 4. Now that is faith in God's word. You don't take a poisonous snake by the tail unless you know it will re-rodify immediately. Number 2, quote, put your hand in your bosom, verse 8, and it came out white with leprosy, then back in and back out, completely healed. Finally, number 3, water from the river turns to blood when poured on the land. These are the 3 combatants we face in every battle for God: the serpent, the corrupt flesh, and the bloody world. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Full exposure of the flesh neutralizes its corrupting influence. Then applying the water of God's word puts the world and its allure safely under our feet. Quote, this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.